following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Victory Red Tag Model Year End Event. We've tagged our 2013 bikes, and we're clearing them out. Every last one. Now's your chance to jump on our best deals. Get up to $2,000 in rebates, 0.99% financing, and a 5-year powertrain warranty. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, and you'll own one. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2013 and prior models. Good through 9/30/13. 5-year warranty consists of 12 months factory warranty plus 48 months Polaris Star Power Protection ESC. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda with you on this Thursday, where we have got a very solid show for you again. We'll talk with South Dakota State head football coach John Stiglmeyer about the Jackrabbits coming into Lincoln with a much better football team than what came in 2010 and still pressed the Huskers, probably in different situations, obviously, for them and for Big Red. We'll talk with the coach about his football team. Tomorrow, Jay Christensen, the Loper alum, who is now the defensive back coach for the Jackrabbits, is also going to join us tomorrow on the show as we continue our preparations for the football game. Luke Hoover will answer your fantasy football questions, and if you've got those, we encourage you to get them into us. He'll join us in the last segment from RotoWire. You can always email them, Facebook them, tweet us, Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And to Facebook is all you have to do is go to ESPN Superstation. Plus, coming up in our next segment, we're going to catch up with one of the six inductees to the UNK Hall of Fame this weekend. Ceremony's Friday night. They'll be introduced Saturday at the football game. Former Loper basketball great Nick Savela will be going in, part of the team that in Division II has went as deep as anybody in UNK history. And there's a really, really good crop of former Lopers that are going in to the Hall of Fame, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But finally, it looks like hopefully things have been put to rest in the Nebraska football saga, Tapegate, until we find out the actual name, which I believe folks are beginning. There's so many of them out there. Things are starting to surface, blah, blah, blah. We'll find out if we ever officially know who that is. All right. There were a few emails that rolled in right at the end of our show yesterday at Cunningham's that we were not able to get to. Some have flowed in overnight, and we will get to those emails. So I want to take a look at some of them here. Oh, here we go. Let's start with Myron. Myron's on the other side of things here, at least from my perspective. Bo should only have ranted in a closed room with closest family, friends, and coworkers who he 100% trusts with his life and his job. This demonstrates poor leadership. Second, our players lack true leadership and heart, partially to Bobo's coaching staff abilities and partially due to lack of Nebraska-grown boys driving the entitled players to succeed, especially when backs get against the wall. We lack the walk-ons who started in the 90s, who held the team together and pushed the five-star recruits to become first-round NFL draft picks. If Bo wants to truly succeed, he needs to start heading out to every high school in the state to ensure that every top-notch player comes to Nebraska, walk-on or not. Bo's record is 51-21, meaning we know what to expect. If we play seven games, we'll lose two, so there really is nothing to get worked up about. Signed by millions of Husker fans who want the glory days back. Oh, fans, those fans, that's the problem with those fans. You want the glory days back. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. That's the problem. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. You think these kids don't have heart? You think these kids aren't working? Well, you're crazy. If they didn't have heart and they weren't working, they'd be 3-9. They'd be 2-10. It reminded me last night, just continuing to watch these, you know, everybody's talking about how UCLA made this great comeback and Nebraska never does that and Nebraska does. It's this game that got Bo in trouble that Nebraska made a huge comeback, down 27-6 against one of the best programs in the nation, Ohio State, just 2 years ago. So don't tell me that it hasn't happened that these kids quit, because there is a perfect example right there of where they don't. Josh says, my thoughts on the tape, well, it doesn't matter. The people who were for Bo are still for Bo. The people who were against Bo are still against Bo. Nothing changed except the divide got deeper. The people who are for Bo are Kool-Aid drinkers to a certain extent. Comparing him to T.O. is a waste of time. It's a different era. The program is in a different place, and the expectations are different now. The people who are anti-Bo are a bunch of spoiled brats. They act like children who think they are entitled to big wins and good losses, whatever that means. I'm guessing if Nebraska was losing to Wisconsin and Ohio State by 3 or less, they would complain that Bo can't win close games. This is the problem when you grow up and watch something magical like the Huskers run to the 90s. You think that it's achievable on a regular basis. Personally, I'm just for the program and the team. Bo is the coach still, so I support him. If we have a new coach at the end of the year and next week, I'll support him. I just want the kids who decided to come and represent the university and its traditions to do well. My opinion is that Bo is the best chance for that to happen as of right now. Maybe John Gruden could be persuaded to come, or Charlie Strong or Jim Mora Jr. But it's not like there is a great list of strong candidates out there. Do we really want Scott Frost, who has never been a head coach before? Last I checked, our options were Lane Kiffin, Turner Gill, who Bo beat out. Who would you rather have, Bo or those guys? Houston Nutt turned down the job when we hired Callahan. Houston Nutt? Maybe Jason Garrett. I don't know. Looks like you're rambling right now, Josh. I look around, and as toxic as Bo might be, he looks better and better when I compare him to who we might bring in. Personally, I think if Bo does get fired, I would like to see Tim Beck get a chance to be the head coach the rest of the season. I think he's a heck of a coach, recruiter, and manager. It could be an audition for a more permanent role, but best case scenario, we keep Bo for a while longer and see if things get better. Got a little crazy there at the end, Josh. Lay in wait. Lay in wait. Lay in wait. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Ernie from Wood River. Ernie, what's up, man?
Good morning, Doug. I don't know if I'm more nervous about what's going on with everything or my daughter's wedding in my front yard Saturday.
Ernie, now wait a minute. You know
what? Huh?
You know that's the first rule, no weddings on home football Saturdays.
It's scheduled late enough that I should be able to get that game in. The only thing, only problem is I don't know if I'll have time to get the flag down out of the front yard before the guests start showing up. That's the issue.
I know you'll be more nervous about the wedding, but anyway, what else is going on? What are you thinking?
You know, Bo's a passionate guy. But you know what? He's no more passionate about this football team than what we as fans are. We want him to win. Bo wants him to win. And for what this tape that come out, that really just irritated me. Somebody's got something on the back burner, and I agree. They did not play well Saturday. But I'm more, you know, I don't know if it was Mr. Anonymous from Wood River that sent the tape in or, you know, what happened with Arana a couple. That's just chicken crap. They need to find this person, and I don't know if it's associated with the broadcasting system. But they need to be gone. I'm just a little frustrated. You know, let Bo go. If anything happens, let him coach is what I'm trying to say. Don't let him go. Let him coach. If there's decisions that need to be made after the season, then let him make them decisions. But them coaches are just as passionate about winning as the fans are, wanting them to win. Don't tell me them players ain't out there, and they're trying. They're playing their butts off, and you can't expect perfection every freaking game of the year. So, I mean, and you heard him name a lot of freshmen out there on defense. I will say I was frustrated with the offense. You know, they were talking about the scoring explosion. Don't go there until you start showing me some points, guys. That's the one thing I will say. But they need when it's off record, it needs to stay off record. I don't know. You know, they're bringing it up I'm kind of fired up right now. Frazier brought up all the stuff, and then Bo retaliated by saying, hey, we don't need him. I kind of agree with that. I'm going to say something a little. I took a couple 12-year-old kids way back when, and I forget where we bumped into Mr. Frazier, but they went up and asked him for an autograph, and, I mean, 12-year-old kids, I mean, I'd never seen anybody treat him so rude. The guy's got an attitude, and he needs to lose it. Get behind the program, and yeah, you might have cried and bled and fought for the program, but don't get on there, and that's national crap. That got out on ESPN. They broadcasted that nationally. You got a former player saying that. He needs to just get behind the team like everybody else and just go with it. So, I mean, you don't hear, as far as I'm concerned, Turner Gill was the best quarterback ever to play at the University of Nebraska. You don't hear him getting on there. You hear former players from Bo getting on there, telling them what they did. Let's take a look at Jack. I just gotta quit here because I'm, you know, the more I go, the more I'm gonna get. But let's
well,
we gotta
passionate.
Make up our minds here.
You're passionate,
the
Ernie.
Term, go ahead.
You're passionate, and that's what I like. That's what we like to hear, and that's what I think. That's where our division is right now, if you want to call it. And I think it is. That's where our division is with the people of the state that are either fans, like one of our emailers said, pro or anti Bo. That's where the division is right now.
But they can't. The people don't understand you cannot keep hiring and firing coaches. You're not going to get anywhere with that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's my opinion. That's my opinion. You keep hiring and firing. Tim Beck, yeah, he's got a good offensive mind, but there is that last email, there is no way he's going to be a head coach. Don't let him even be an interim coach. the motion and all that stuff that he was running Saturday, no, just forget it. I don't like it. Get in your formation. Audible, if you need to call an audible outside, but you're running four or five guys around, and it's just needless. So, but, you know, I was kind of wishy-washy, but when I got this, when that tape come out, then no, don't be doing that. I'm going to get behind the guy, and I'm going to push him as hard as I can. Just let him alone, let him coach. And like I say, he is no more passionate about this football team than I am or anybody else in this state. He wants them to go one direction, and that's up. And so let's just let them alone, get behind them, and let's just push them as hard as we can. And you know, the one thing I thought about, this might be the one thing that gets those, you know, and it might bring them together like you wouldn't believe. That's as far as the team, as far as coaches in the football team. This could bond them so dadgum tight that they might roll everybody like you wouldn't believe this year. So,
God, that would be great. I would love to see that. Ernie, hey, we got to move on with the show, but always appreciate you giving us a buzz. And, hey, have a great Saturday. Best of luck to your family, man.
I might just leave the flag up.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'll get you a picture, and I'll send it to you then. Well, that's because of the congregation of people out there in the yard and flags.
That'll be beautiful. I can't wait. Ernie, thank you.
You bet.
Have a great Saturday. Ernie from Wood River here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always passionate. Great to hear from him. We do need to take a break. Nick Savela is going to join us going into the Hall of Fame. More on the Huskers. Email us. We'll take your calls later on in the program as well. Couple of guests coming up. Nick Savela, John Stiglmeyer, head coach, South Dakota State. Stay with us.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S-O.
Lace him up.
Right away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer. Oh, my.
Hi, it's The Herd. The people we work with the most aren't always the people we see every day. Coworkers are often on the go, in different offices. Clients are spread across the country, certainly in my business, the globe. To work efficiently today, you need to have a stronger connection with your team. Build trust, stay focused, brainstorm. That's why you should use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Listen, it's just simply more powerful to meet online when you can see somebody face-to-face. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, your team is just a click away. We've used it. You share the same screen to collaborate in real time. Just turn on your webcam to make your online meeting HD video conferencing. Pow, just like that. Like you're in the same room. Launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, using your smartphone or your tablet. Even present, believe it or not, from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days, for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting.
We'll see some scattered storms around the area as we head through the day today yet. Otherwise, seeing some partial sun as well, with a high at 76 with a north wind of 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to 46 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 64.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet.
Doug and Patty Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on today's program. John Stiglmeyer, South Dakota State football coach, coming up in our next segment. Last segment today, Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions. So get those into us as well, plus a little bit more on the Huskers. But this weekend, six individuals will be inducted into the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame during homecoming ceremonies. And one of those six inductees joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of, I believe, the greatest moment in UNK sports history at the Health and Sports Center. Nick Svela, who is now at Omaha Creighton Prep and molding young minds and coaching on his own. And Nick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations. And I guess as I look at some of the plaques here, when we went down to Lakeland, it's hard to believe that it was 10 years ago.
I can't believe it either. My body is telling me it's 10 years ago, but, you know, it just seems like yesterday that we were heading down and, you know, just cutting down the nets after beating Metro State at the Health and Sports Center.
Well, I got to start there. I mean, that's the moment everybody remembers. Is it still vivid in your mind and just kind of relive that double overtime victory, the shot in the corner that sent you guys on to the Elite Eight?
Yeah, I mean, bits and pieces are still pretty vivid. I definitely remember, you know, kind of lining up in the corner there and firing away a three. And, you know, I remember making the shot and then just kind of being in a little bit of a scurry because there was a few seconds left on the clock. And I think in my mind I was just praying they didn't throw up a Hail Mary and make a last-second shot. But, yeah, bits and pieces I can still remember pretty vividly.
Take me through that last play. It's 10 years ago, but can you remember how it was drawn up? Was it something that had always been a play that you guys had run, or was it something special for that one occasion?
It was probably more luck than anything. I mean, we didn't have anything drawn up. We took the ball out of bounds after, I believe, a made bucket. We were down three, and it was just improvision. We just, you know, I was lucky enough to be in the corner. I was lucky enough to get the ball, and the shot went in. It was a pretty cool moment.
Nick, in that ball game, did you ever think, this is it? This is the end of our career?
You know, in the heat of the moment, you just don't think of it that way. I think, you know, as a coach and as a fan now of the game, you get a lot more nervous sitting in the stands or being on the bench. When you're playing, the nerves are gone, and it is true. You don't think. Things just happen, and you really don't put a whole lot of thought to it when you're in the heat of the moment or on the court.
Nick Savela is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And for those that kind of forgot the other games, I mean, there was nothing easy that whole regional here in Kearney.
Absolutely. You know, if you go back to the first game against Minnesota Duluth, tight game, tough game, really good opponent. South Dakota State, but you know that was almost more of a miracle than Metro State. We're down huge at halftime. We're totally outmanned. We're overmatched size wise, and just a lot of things going against us. It was tough to get through those first two games. Nonetheless, have to come back and play Metro a third night.
Nick, what made this team click? There were so many Nebraska kids on it that I know that was part of it, but you know that doesn't necessarily work every year, and we'll get into that a little bit later in our chat here. But what made that team so special? What made it click?
You know, number one, we all had a great relationship as players with each other. We all liked each other. We all wanted to win for each other. Great coaching staff that we respected and that we wanted to play hard for. I'd say that was huge. And I also, you know, as far as the talent goes, I think that, you know, we had some just really talented guys. I mean, our top, you know, seven or eight were really good. And then we had great guys coming off, you know, even 9 through 12 was a really solid bunch. And those guys, you know, they challenged us every day in practice, made us better. And it was just a combination of those things.
Nick Savela with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're now an assistant coach at Omaha Creighton Prep for the basketball team. You're with the tennis team. You're teaching math. The record, the program, I know Coach Kropp and Lofton want more wins right now. And it just seems like since your crew graduated, they have not been able to, for whatever reason, and I think part of it's just what the talent level is in the state, put together that group of Nebraska kids that had been a part of UNK basketball before you got there and a little bit after you got there. Where are we at in the state of Nebraska? Where do you see, or why is it that can't happen like it did 10, 20, 30 years ago?
You know, I'm not sure that it can't happen. I would say as a high school coach now, you know, I don't want to get going too much on the state of the game of basketball, but I really feel like the fundamentals have kind of been overshadowed by a few things. I don't think people take the pride in the fundamentals as they once did. We have a lot of kids. You know, I can't speak for the whole state, but I know in Omaha we've got a lot of kids playing. But I'm not sure that they're learning the fundamentals and they're understanding how to play the game necessarily. I think there's some talent there. It just needs to be developed a little bit. But I definitely think that there's kids that, you know, if they can get the tutelage they need, they can be there. And you know, part of the issue I also think is, you know, it's this instant gratification of, hey, I want to be the man right now, rather than kind of waiting out your time, getting better, and you know, maybe as a junior and senior, being the guy.
Yeah, that was part of it too. It seemed like, you know, there were hardly any selfish players, well, except for Dunnigan. But I mean, there were hardly any selfish players on that team, right?
Well, you forgot Joey Cochran. I mean, you want to talk about a guy. Talk about you get the ball to Joey's hands, it's not coming back. That's a fact. Come down to Hastings and watch us play, and you'll see with your own two eyes. But you know, the unselfishness was I can't even describe it. I was fortunate enough to be able to get probably most of the shots, but those guards were so unselfish and willing to do whatever it took to make our team better. And you know, lucky for me, I was the beneficiary. You know, I was able to benefit from them.
Nick, what was it like when you got the call or the letter about going into the Hall of Fame? I think obviously this team is going to get a lot of recognition, has already. You won't be the only member that's going in, but your thoughts?
Just humbling. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's kind of hard to believe that it's, you know, one, it's been 10 years since I played. Just the memories. I tell you, every time I go to Kearney, I just get a nostalgic feeling. It was just a special place and a special 4 years for me that, you know, I'll cherish and I'll never forget. You know, I'll be able to tell my kids and grandkids about how great of an experience I had. And, you know, still to this day, these are some of the best friends I've got. And just the experience overall was just amazing.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are talking here for another minute or two with Nick Civella going into the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame. Nick brought up how they had to wait to see if Metro was going to throw in a bomb at the end of the ball game, and they almost did. It went off the rim and bounced away, but it sent you to Florida, and everybody's jacked up. We go down there, and then I don't know if you call it bad luck, but who else has ever shot it as well as your opponent did that day? Was that bittersweet, or how do you look back at that game now?
You know, it was bittersweet. You know, I think one of the things that, and I don't know if this hurt us or not, is we went and we watched a couple games before us, and the reason I say it might have hurt us is because I don't know if we got overconfident. I don't think so, but we looked at some of these other teams down there, and we kind of started looking around at each other and saying, you know what, this could be us in that championship game. We kind of said if we look at each one of these teams head to head, we felt like we could beat every other team we watched play, and so I don't think we were looking forward to the next game. But you're right, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw. We played a good team, and they shot the ball well, and it just, you know, that's the way it was meant to be. And you know, we sat down after that game and shed a few tears, and you know what, it was all good after that.
Northeastern State of Oklahoma, who now the Lopers get more of a crack at with the move to the MIAA. Let the folks know, I touched on it a little bit, let the folks know what you are doing now, Nick.
Well, currently I'm teaching math at Creighton Prep. Graduated here in 99, and this is my ninth year teaching. I do coach, I heard you reference tennis. I coach JV tennis, I coach JV basketball. So I'm keeping pretty busy. I've been married for 2 years. My beautiful wife, Meg, is also working here in Omaha, and yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in life right now.
I know, and it's kind of it's not amazing, because I think when you're on a team, whatever it is in athletics, you stay close. When you're on a winning team or a special team, you stay closer. It sounds like this whole crew pretty much stays in contact still after 10 years.
Absolutely. It's a pretty tight crew. We still do our fantasy football. We still get together a few times a year. We still play out in Hastings every year. You know, we're in contact quite often, so it's, you know, it's nice. And like you said, it's a lot of Nebraska guys, so a lot of guys have stayed close, and it's, you know, that makes it a lot easier. But yeah, it's just a great group of guys, and we still do get together every once and again.
Now I hear that you guys have had this fantasy football league together for about 13 years, and you suck at it.
That's false. First of all, I don't know what your sources are here. I think they're a little sketchy. But I actually showed these clowns what fantasy football was all about 13 years ago. I will have to admit I've had my rough patches here and there, but you know, I'm trying. We're trying to get better week by week.
It's just like coaching kids. I wanted to get your comment. We haven't really touched on them yet, and they're still here, and that's the coaches. What did you take from your time here that maybe you're using in your coaching now there at Creighton Prep?
Well, I'll be honest. The way I feel about Coach Kropp is that anybody that has played for Coach Kropp and has been on the team, he has been a great leader who has shown us, you know, not just the way to play basketball, but the way to live your life. And I feel like every person that's gone through that program has been positively affected by Coach Kropp. And so when I coach, it's just more so than anything, I hope that what comes across to my players is that I help them to become not just better basketball players, but better people off the court and just better human beings. Because if there's one guy that's just top of the top at doing that, it was Coach Kropp.
Well, Nick, I know you got to get back to teaching class there, so we'll let you move on. But I know it's going to be a real special weekend. It'll be great for all the guys to be back, and hopefully it's fun. Congratulations on the induction, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care. Nick Civella, class of 2003, out of Omaha, graduated Prep, back there teaching, and had the greatest moment in Health and Sports Center history, sending that three-pointer in and beating Metro. And, gosh, the thing I remember about going to Lakeland, Florida, sitting there watching the early games, because the Lopers had the late game that session. They were the fourth and final quarterfinal, was the bands. The other team's bands, holy moly. It was pretty amazing and quite an experience. And I'm with Nick. We watched those teams down there and Northeastern State of Oklahoma, who was a power at that time and did go on to the championship game, I do believe. I'd have to double-check. I think they were the national runner-up that year. But the Lopers were every bit as good as any team down there. It's just that night, Northeastern decided to shoot 70% from the field, and these weren't easy shots, and they weren't second and third chances. So great job. Glad to catch up with Nick. Andy from Midway is going to slide in here, and we're going to talk with him for just a moment. Then John Stiglmeyer, head football coach at South Dakota State. And Luke Hoover, we've got more fantasy football questions rolling in. I do want to get to this email from Mike in Gibbon. He says, "You and I both know, Doug, that things are said when the mic is off. I would like to see the shoe on the other foot for Husker fans. Maybe if we put a mic on every person watching the game and see what stupid comments they say, then berate them on national radio and television. Get on with your lives, people." That comes from Mike in Gibbon. In fact, Northeastern State went on to win the national championship over Kentucky Wesleyan that year. Kentucky Wesleyan was the stud program, and Northeastern State, who beat UNK, went on to win it. But, Mike, thanks for the thanks so much for the email here today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Andy from Midway is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and their new website, thinkmidway.com. New because it's upgraded, has some really cool features, and you'll love that when you check it out. But great inventory on the lots right now, new and pre-owned, Andy.
Yeah, right now, I'll tell you what, down there at the Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram location, we have got a fantastic amount of selection down there. Brand new Jeep Chrysler Dodge Rams. Talking almost, I believe the last time that I went ahead and looked at the number, I think we were somewhere around 125, 150 in transit and in stock. And then when you go ahead and take a look at the pre-owned inventory right now, we're around 120, 125 for the pre-owned inventory, which is phenomenal. And that's just at one store. Now, between both stores completely combined, you're talking over 500 vehicles in stock, ready to be looked at, ready to be viewed, about 225 pre-owned, and then you're going to be looking at about 275 new and used, or new between both stores. But the big thing, kind of the new in-trend thing, and, you know, they say that bell-bottoms, they came back. What else has come back? Oh, I heard running the football is going to come back at some point.
Oh, no, come on. Don't get crazy. What's coming back?
Yeah. Here's what's coming back, leasing. Leasing is absolutely fantastic right now. You can get some great deals. We were actually just taking a look at a 2013 Chrysler Town & Country, and literally with minimal payments out of pocket. It's just unbelievable the type of prices. Now, the big reason is I know that, you know, the big thing is you see this out in the city all the time too, is they throw out this stupid, low, ridiculous number. And, you know, I love to do that too. I mean, I can blur out any number I want, and I can make it make sense somehow. But at the same time, there's such a different array of selection of inventory. We just want you to come on down. The biggest thing is what you got to understand is that leasing is back. It is working. It is working great. It's a combination of not having enough used cars, new cars holding their values better, and just simply there just isn't enough, you know, it's supply and demand. I mean, if there is a demand and there's not enough supply, it's going to rise everything up. And that's why you can go ahead and lease a new vehicle for way less than purchasing a new one right now. Here's the big deals. You actually have the quad cab Rams, the 1500s. And then you're also talking about the Chrysler Town & Countries, and then you're also talking about the Jeep Patriots and Jeep Compasses. These vehicles are leasing like hotcakes right now. We have a lot of people taking advantage of it. It's something that really hasn't just happened overnight. It's kind of been building up. We didn't really want to hop on the bandwagon until we knew it was something that was going to work and it was something that would be good for our customers. And we can honestly say right now that this is a fantastic deal. My mother and my sister actually just leased two new vehicles from up at the Chevrolet location, and the deals are just as good down there at the Chrysler store. I just got a GM family, so I can't really get around that. But I know there's plenty of Chrysler buyers out there. You know where to come. Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram will make it happen.
Check them out. South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and of course the grand new website, the updated website with all of the inventory there for you at thinkmidway.com. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. More exciting high school volleyball action comes your way on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday night, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Wilcox as the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons welcome in Elm Creek and Overton. First serve is at 5 o'clock. Then on Tuesday night, it's a Class B Top 10 battle in Grand Island where defending state champion Northwest takes on Aurora starting at 7:30. But Thursday, Wilcox-Hildreth hosting Elm Creek and Overton on Classic Hits 98.9.
Hi, it's Colin. Small businesses come in all shapes and sizes these days. But no matter where you run your business, in a traditional office, even a home office, I have friends who do that, you can do all your mailing and shipping from your own computer and printer with Stamps.com. That's how they roll. They bring all the services of the U.S. Postal Service to your house, to your office, to your fingertips. That means you can buy and print official U.S. postage. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, Stamps.com makes it so easy. They'll send you a digital scale, which automatically calculates exact postage. No more guessing. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. I mean, how great is that? You'll never have to go to the post office again either. Right now, my name, use it, Colin, no risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Go there. Click on the mic, top of the page, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some scattered storms around the area as we head through the day today yet. Otherwise, seeing some partial sun as well with a high at 76 with a north wind of 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll head back to 46 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 64.
Doug and Danny show our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Which current 0-2 team has the best chance to make the playoffs? There's eight of them out there. That's what we voted on the last 24 days. The Giants, overwhelmingly 71% of the votes out of those eight teams. Redskins, Buccaneers, Vikings, Steelers also got some votes, but overwhelmingly Giants, which 0-2 team has the best chance to make the playoffs? Here is your poll question of the day. How do you think the Huskers will fare on Saturday versus South Dakota State? They're favored by 21, 20.5, depending on what you look at. They'll win and cover, win but not cover, lose. You'll get our prediction Friday, tomorrow, with Jimmy Langan here with myself, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Vote on our Midtown Mart, vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. South Dakota State is this week's final non-conference opponent for Nebraska, and it's also going to get South Dakota State ready for their conference season. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio the longtime coach of the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, John Stiglmeyer. Of course, we got a chance to talk with the coach the last time they came up to Lincoln and put forth a whale of an effort against the Huskers. And Coach, welcome back, and we're looking forward to seeing Jackrabbit Nation again this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to the game and realize it's probably going to be a different, whole different scenario in terms of they're looking at us. And last time we were down there, they had won a big game against Washington, and now they're down a little bit. So it's going to be a whole different makeup, but we're looking forward to it.
Let me start there with you. Of course, you know, down here in Nebraska, the world's almost ready to come to an end since they lost a football game. But you guys are going to have a different scenario as well, because next week you take on the number one team in the country in the FCS and Craig Bohl and North Dakota State. So while it would be great to come down here and do what you need to do, I would have to imagine that next week's game is much more important.
It is, but we're not going to do anything different or make any decisions differently. We're not thinking about the next game coming up. Our guys, for years, every year I've been the head coach, they talked about being 1-0, and that's what they focus on, and that's the goal. And they can be 1-0 on a play, and they can be 1-0 on Tuesday's practice, and ideally we work hard to give ourselves a chance to be 1-0 on Saturday.
Talk with John Stiglmeyer, the head football coach at South Dakota State here. And I think probably something different than the last time you were here in 2010 was that you probably have a better football team, Coach.
We do. We had some really good individuals in 2010. We didn't play very well together, and that's always, you know, you have to in football. And these guys right now as a football team, there's no doubt we're playing some good football, and we've played some good opponents. So I feel good about where we're at. Obviously, Nebraska is a whole different team and a whole different level. But we're, again, like I said, we're excited for the challenge.
Coach, can you tell, because basically you have stepped up and played at least one Division I opponent here for quite a while, are you seeing the impact of the paycheck coming into your program?
Not really. No, our budget doesn't change. I mean, we have to do it. The nature of FCS football, unless you're in a different area than we are, is that you're going to play a guaranteed game or a money game. But our budget doesn't change. No one gets a pay raise. No one gets a bump. No one has a multi-year contract around here. So there's a lot of things that are still in the making at South Dakota State. But it's a great place, and they do take care of us.
We're talking with John Stiglmeyer, the head football coach at South Dakota State, and you have a lot of Nebraska kids dotted on your roster, which is no surprise, and we want to talk about at least one of those. But first, I want to talk about your defensive back coach, Jay Christensen, who played his football right here in Kearney and obviously has started to climb the ladder a little bit. How did you let that guy on your staff?
Well, when we had an opening, I'm not one of those guys that's spent my coaching career trying to be connected and climb a ladder. My dad taught me, work hard and be a good person where you're at, and the Lord takes care of you. So that's what I've done. So when we had the opening, it was wide open, and Jay interviewed, and first and foremost, he fit our type of guy. And even though in theory he was coming from a lower level of football, we knew he was a really good football coach and a hardworking guy and a character guy, and that's what we looked for. So for me, it was an easy decision.
He wanted to know if I had any connection to maybe get Kenny Bell and Jamal Turner on the bench this week. Could you tell him I don't have that kind of pull here?
I will tell him.
that you have no connections. I'll tell them that, okay?
Let's talk about Mike Schaaf as well. He's a young man that got a lot of play down here out of Cambridge, Nebraska. We know him pretty well. He's a good kid, but yet he's pretty young. How's his development, and how's he doing for you?
I tell you what, his last couple games, he's played really well. And I hate to say beyond where I would expect him to, because we want our guys to excel in everything they do. But he has really done a nice job. And the real story there is he beat out a senior that had started at right guard, and he beat him out as a redshirt freshman. So that tells you, number one, something. And then he's a pup, like you said, so he really, in theory, should get better every play still in his career.
Jackrabbit coach John Stiglmeyer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That offensive line must be pretty darn good, because you have got the nation's leading rusher in Zach Zenner at 180 yards per ball game, and obviously that goes hand in hand. Zach's got to be good, but he's got to have some places to run.
Well, we first of all, our philosophy is we want to run the football, so that's where I think you start. And then not to take away from anything anybody else does, but we may be labeled kind of old-fashioned because we do it the way you're meant to do it. We do it downhill. We're not reading things. We're not trying to, fast break you. We're running power. We're running swipe. We're running divide zone. We're running an ISO-type play the way I learned football. And that's really Zach's personality. He's a downhill guy, a really good football player, really hardworking young man. You know, we've got three seniors starting, a junior, and a redshirt freshman. So they played a lot of football for us, and they better be good. But it's going to be a whole different task this weekend.
Well, obviously, as you probably have been watching and hearing and seeing on tape, Nebraska's defense has had some troubles here the first three football games. Your defense isn't exactly the best in the nation through three games, but it's kind of a bend-don't-break. How are they coming along?
Well, what we're majoring in right now is takeaways. I mean, I think we've taken the ball away 12 times totally in three games. So we have got out of some tough situations that way. We've played fairly clean because of penalties. Defensively, we've got some positions that the game still is moving a little fast for them. And all I mean there is that they need to mature, and this is not the game you want to have the game move fast for you. But I believe in our players. I believe that they're going to do everything they can to prepare, and that's all I can ever ask of them. And bottom line is we want to play well enough throughout the season to be able to go to the playoffs, and this is one of those opportunities.
Coach, do you think that your team will be able to have a little more success offensively than the last time they were here in Lincoln as far as moving the ball, because you have been running it, and Nebraska's defense probably, well, not probably, isn't what it was in 2010?
Two totally different teams, the Nebraska team we're facing and the South Dakota State team. We had a really good running back and All-American in Calumet when we came down there, and we had a decent old line and a really good tight end, a guy that ended up playing in the NFL some. And so I don't know if it'll be easier. We will do everything we can as coaches to game plan what we think is going to work. But again, there's not going to be a lot of fluff, a lot of deception. We're going to try to separate an area and create an extra gap and have our running back go as hard as he can and see if he can break a tackle and maybe get some yards.
Last minute here with John Stiglmeyer, and we'll let him get back to his work, head football coach of the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, 2:30 this Saturday on the Big Ten Network. Coach, you guys are coming off an amazing couple of seasons here. The feel has to be different. You've put yourself in the top 10 in the FCS. You've got this program in a pretty darn good spot, and we've already seen the number one and number two teams beat a Division I program. How do you balance your kids with the wide eyes of playing in Lincoln with saying, you know what, guys, we can come down there and compete and be in it in the fourth quarter?
Well, that's exactly what we tell them, We don't tell them, you know, we don't paint a blue sky and say we're going to go down there and kick them up and down the field. We feel that when we play our best football, you should be able to hang in a game, because we do have decent football players. If you make mistakes against great players like Martinez or their skill guys, it becomes a long, long day. And we had that happen a couple of years ago at Illinois. And so we're just telling our guys to be mature about it. When we walk into Memorial Stadium on Friday, picture being full. Picture the noise. Picture the excitement. Smell the hot dogs. Get that out of your system. So when you walk in there Saturday, we're not gawking around, and we're going to do everything we can to try to win the football game.
And finally, Coach, we've kind of talked about a little bit of everything here, but the biggest concern that you have, whether it's that or whether it's a certain offense, defense that you get ready for against Nebraska, what's keeping you awake here the last couple nights?
To me, especially against Nebraska, for us, the speed differential. You know, the last time we played, we always tried to have two guys on Martinez. Well, if you do that, then you're playing 9 on 10, the other guys, and their DBs run faster than the guys we face. Their running backs can run, and so that lends itself to potential big plays. So that's the biggest thing. I think we'll be sound, but when you're sound, that means one guy's left to tackle the one guy that has the ball. And if it's out in the open field or whatever, sometimes that's a mismatch.
Coach, great chat with you. Appreciate you giving us some time down here in Nebraska for the media. I know it's a busy time, and we can't wait for the football game on Saturday. Take care of those Nebraska boys up there.
Thanks, Doug.
That's John Stiglmeyer, head football coach of the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is college football, 2:30, Big Ten Network, pregame 9:30 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Want to remind you that there's a big Kearney High Booster Club tailgate tomorrow before the game with the defending state champions from Millard North. It's at UNK's Foster Field, and that'll be in the south end zone from 5:30 until 7, only $5 at the gate, which includes a Bearcat burger or hot dog, chips and a drink, and all the proceeds go toward the Kearney High Booster Club, which provides extra funding to all athletic programs. They purchased or donated money for wrestling mats, the coaches' wish list items, iPads, T-shirts for the weight training program, basketball shooting machines, and a whole lot more. The Kearney Booster Club Bearcat Tailgate, 5:30 to 7 before tomorrow's home game with Millard North in the south end zone.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Well, if the intro guy says he's an expert, then I'm going to call him an expert as well. Every Thursday at this time, Luke Hoover from RotoWire joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, I don't want to tell
you. You guys are a little shocked as I am after yesterday?
I am, you know what? I didn't get Trent Richardson because where I was in my three drafts, second pick, sixth pick, I think I could have got him, and then like the 12th pick. And so second and 12th, obviously you don't take him at 2 and he's gone by 12. I think this is great if you got Trent Richardson. What do you think?
I'm absolutely with you there. And I even have already started saying it, but if you're in a keeper or a dynasty format and you have an opportunity to maybe trade for him, outside of probably Adrian Peterson, I don't think there's another player I wouldn't trade for Trent Richardson right now in one of those formats. I love the move to Indy for him. I don't understand it personally from a Cleveland standpoint. I just think it was a little rash to make the move, although they are looking towards the future. Richardson's 22 years old. He's incredibly talented. I believe that he's has the second most missed tackles forced in the league right now. Unfortunately for him, they were just all in the backfield. He wasn't able to get out of Cleveland's backfield because of poor blocking, stacked boxes and so forth. But that's not going to happen in Indy. Andrew Luck makes defenses really respect his arm and what he can do. So I think he's a great fit, and Richardson's going to really, we're going to see his totals jump up quite a bit. Maybe not his first game against the 49ers. Defense is probably a little angry after the week before, but going forward, I really like him.
Luke, I've already seen people in my leagues go get Willis McGahee. They assume he's going to Cleveland. What's going to happen with the Browns?
Well, we have to wait and see. As of this point, I haven't seen that he passed the physical he's supposed to be taking with Cleveland yet. But if he does, they're going to sign him. He may even play this week. I heard reports that he could even practice today once he you know, assuming he does pass his physical. But McGahee's about to turn 31 in October. You know, he still ran pretty hard and somewhat successfully for Denver last year, but that's a totally different offense. You're talking about a Peyton Manning offense, you know, that you're never going to see a stacked box. Cleveland is going to start Brian Hoyer this week at quarterback with Brandon Whedon dealing with the sprained thumb, and there's not really a timetable for his return just yet. So there's a lot of question marks there in that offense. If Trent Richardson couldn't average 3.5 yards per carry, I don't think there's anyone in Cleveland I would want.
Poor Cleveland. Our fantasy football report brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters. Free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams. The NFL Red Zone and NFL Sunday Ticket. They guarantee that every game is on at least one of their many televisions at Fanatics on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's get to the questions. There's a bunch of them this week, Luke. So here we go. Luke Hoover of RotoWire from the Twitter. Jason says, okay, got to play two of the four. Doug Martin, Reggie Bush, Mendenhall or Moreno?
Ooh, that's that one's actually really tricky because you got four guys you could conceivably start. The guy I would probably say might be the odd man out in that group, number one, would be Bush because, you know, the injury concern. You know, even if he's active, he's risky to play against Washington. They've been the worst defense in the league so far, so unfortunately he could completely chew them up if he was healthy. But I just don't see that there is any way that Detroit gives him a full workload. Doug Martin's a must-start every week, regardless of the matchup, so you got to put him in there. And then I'd probably give the slight edge to Moreno because of how well he's played, you know, just not just last week, but he's also, you know, Peyton's guy as far as the pass blocking. I like Mendenhall in the matchup against New Orleans, but Moreno's is just as good against Oakland.
This comes from Terrence. He says, I need a defense for this week. I was about to pick up the Browns until they threw in the towel. So which one would you start, Browns, Vikings, Jets, Ravens?
Well, you know what? The Vikings are playing the Browns and not feeling too confident about their offense right now. And Brandon Whedon had taken the most sacks of any quarterback through 2 weeks. I think he had 11 sacks that he took. Vikings, Jared Allen, go pick them up.
Also, I'm hurting at tight end, but did pick up Fleener. I was wondering how you'd rate Hausler from Arizona once he comes back.
Well, it sounds like he could return this week, still kind of dealing with the effects of the high ankle sprain that he suffered in the preseason. But I would probably go with Fleener. He's healthy right now. He's going to become, now that Dwayne Allen is on IR for Indy, he's going to become one of Luck's favorite targets, I believe. You know, he's got his college coordinator there. They're going to have to throw it against the Niners, so Fleener's a pretty decent play this week.
Kelly in Oxford says, what is the one tight end, if you had him this week, you'd play, and it can be anybody in the league?
Well, I mean, there's only one guy every week I'd like to have. That's Jimmy Graham. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think that's okay. So let's make you tougher. If it wasn't Jimmy Graham, who would you take?
If it wasn't Jimmy Graham, I really like Martellus Bennett and what he's done so far for Chicago, how he fits into that offense, because to me he's the clear number two target after Brandon Marshall. We saw him get in the end zone twice last week, three times now in his first two games with the team. You know, and Pittsburgh gave up about 130 receiving yards to Jermaine Gresham and Tyler Eifert last week. So they can't really cover tight ends too well.
Rolling along on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly fantasy football segment, Luke Hoover of RotoWire, RotoWire.com is here. I think Mike and Gibbon has one of the, well, he has one of my guys, but I don't have this great problem. He goes, I have Brandon Pettigrew in my starting lineup this week. I have Gronk on the bench. Should I take a chance and start Gronk instead of Pettigrew? Mike and Gibbon.
Well, you really have to wait and see, you know, if Gronk is going to be active. I don't think they'll play him this week, personally, but, you know, anything can happen. You kind of just have to wait up until Sunday. I would probably still roll with Pettigrew just because they're playing Washington. And right now, Patrick Edwards is hurt for Detroit, and they don't really have a lot of other passing options, especially if Bush does sit out. He's been, you know, been one of the top receivers. I would go with Pettigrew.
Eric says, what's your thoughts on Maurice Jones-Drew so far in the season and moving forward? I just added James Starks. Is he worth starting over Jones-Drew?
This week, absolutely. And so far, you kind of have to consider Jones-Drew a pretty huge disappointment. I mean, that Jacksonville offense in general is terrible right now, the whole team, for that matter. So they're going to be down in a lot of games, and they're going to have to turn to the pass. You know, if Jones-Drew can't run well against Oakland, he got hurt as well. That really does cause some concern for me going forward. This week he's on the road in Seattle. Even if he's starting, I wouldn't consider him for my lineup. Starks is definitely a better option.
Stark, and I agree with you. I read some of the assessment there, but they got the bye week next week. You would think Lacy would be ready to go 2 weeks down the road. Is Starks a one-week guy, or could he be legit? Because he sat on my bench all year last year.
Yeah, that's one you're going to have to kind of see how that plays out a little bit. I think Lacy will probably sit out this week completely, you know, get the extra rest through the bye weekend, and then, they say it could be a 50-50 timeshare. I find that a little hard to believe because I still believe Lacy to be a better talent. Starks had a really nice game, but, you know, that may be a little bit of a mirage because Washington's defense could be that bad. And Aaron Rodgers certainly was spreading them out and opening up huge lanes for Starks. But if he's 100% healthy, he could be, you know, a decent flex if he does end up with the 50-50 split.
Scott in Elaria says, this is a standard league. Do you go with Vic or RG3 this week?
I would probably give the edge to Vic. That offense is really clicking. You know, the Skins have started slow in all their games so far. I like what he's done throwing the ball in second halves, RG3, and because of that defense, he's probably going to have to throw it a lot. But I expect the Chiefs to play pretty competitively with Philly, so I think Vic's also throwing it a lot this week.
Need one of these running backs, Powell, Tate, Snelling.
Ooh, I would lean towards Powell. Not sold on the Bills at stopping the run just yet. D'Angelo Williams struggled at times last week. But Powell's run it pretty hard so far in a couple games, and he's got a good chunk of that backfield for the Jets.
Let's go to Andy and Carney. I need two of these four non-PPR. Steve Smith, T.Y. Hilton, Eddie Royal, Roddy White.
Well, the way he's played through two games, I don't think I'd bench Eddie Royal just yet. And, also not very confident in the Titans' defense in general. Malcolm Floyd is probably sitting this one out, which could increase Royal's targets. And then I would have to give a nod to Steve Smith. You know, the Giants' defense has been pretty dreadful, giving up a lot of yardage. You know, they're giving up the most points of any team in the league right now, and he's the number one guy for Cam.
Better play at quarterback, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer. I mean, Luck's going to have to throw it a lot, I believe, against the Niners, but it is the Niners. He struggled a fair amount with the Dolphins at home, you know, and now he's going on the road to San Fran. Carson Palmer gets a Saints defense that they're improved this year, but they're still not that great.
Flex in a PPR league. They're starting Arian Foster, and they need to play one of these as their flex in a PPR league. James Starks, Ben Tate, James Jones.
You said PPR?
Yeah, PPR.
Definitely James Jones. He was held catchless in week one, so it's a bit scary, but he just had a monster week. I think 10 or 11 catches, you know, over 170 yards. Rodgers is certainly going to involve him. He's a very talented, you know, receiver, and they are going to throw it a fair amount against Cincy.
All right. This comes from Merritt. Starting two wide receivers, James Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Brian Hartline, Mike Williams of Tampa.
I would probably go with Jones and give a slight edge to Hilton over Hartline. Because, like I said, Indy's going to have to throw it. I believe Hilton is going to grow into one of, if not the favorite target of Andrew Luck. You know, obviously Reggie Wayne is there, but he's going to draw more coverage, and Hilton will, you know, constantly see single coverage.
They are just rolling in here. A couple of more minutes. We always appreciate you guys emailing or tweeting or Facebooking us your fantasy football questions for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Let's get a couple more in. Fred and Bertrand at the flex, DeAndre Hopkins or Jordan Cameron?
You know what? I'm going to give Hopkins another go. He hit a monster game this last week. And, you know, as we kind of mentioned before, I'm not feeling too confident in that Browns offense. Cameron's probably still going to see plenty of targets, but Brian Hoyer has one career start, so not feeling confident in the passing game there at all.
This comes from John. Who is a better defense to start this weekend, Houston or Dallas? Tried to pick up Minnesota, but somebody beat me to it. So Houston or Dallas?
With Ray Rice dinged up, even though it's on the road, I'd definitely go with Houston. They're a better defensive unit in general, and I believe St. Louis's offense this year is making huge improvements. So they're going to score on Dallas.
Couple more to get to. Mark, with the Trent Richardson question, I have him, Bradshaw, and McFadden in a standard league. He goes on to say, I have the option of starting only one running back and four wide receivers. I'm thinking of starting McFadden, Jordy Nelson, DeSean Jackson, Eric Decker, and Chris Givens, and staying away from the running back situation. Is that a good move?
You know, you're taking a risk either way you go. I don't know how much the Broncos will have to throw against Oakland, because that could be a blowout. But we saw that Decker bounce back a little bit this last week, and all four of those receivers are strong. You're really kind of flipping a coin between Richardson and Bradshaw, so I would start McFadden and probably the four receivers if it were me.
All right, Luke Jeffrey, my producer here, who is always scanning the internet and Twitter and all this. I hadn't seen this, but I guess it's up on the websites now. Jeffrey, there's a group of Nebraska guys that when they lose in fantasy football, they have to get a permanent tattoo. Is that the deal?
That's the deal. It was on ESPN the other day, and just the image that we're looking at now, it looks like a Justin Bieber YOLO swag tattoo.
Have you seen that, Luke?
I have not seen that yet, and you know what? I'm glad I am not in that league.
I was going to say, that's a little drastic. It's a pretty good group of friends, but that's a little drastic. So, more? Do we got any more here we got to get to? I think one more here. This is a touchdown-only league. Third wide receiver, Cecil Shorts, Denarius Moore, Greg Little. Touchdown only.
Oof, that is a tough one.
Those are really some good ones there.
From that group. But, you know what, because he's the only one to score one so far this year, I'd chance Denarius Moore. I believe he caught one against Indy in week one. Cecil Shorts is going to be playing a really, really tough Seahawks defense, and Greg Little just has been pretty terrible so far.
Well, we always throw this out, guy that you got to start and the stud that you need to bench this week.
You know, the stud that you need to bench this week is a tricky one, but because there's a lot of them. But I'm probably not playing, obviously we already said MJD, who doesn't look like a stud this week, but I'm probably actually going to bench Ray Rice myself in a couple leagues against Houston. You know, I just, even if he's healthy, which I think he will play, I don't see a lot of, you know, production there against a really good defense. And then a guy that I have to play, you know, we already, he's not a stud, but I want to tell people to play this guy this week. I feel really good about Joik Bell. Because Reggie Bush, you know, I don't know that he will sit. They may, you know, suit him up, but I expect Bell to see in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 touches in that game. I think he's an extremely underrated talent, and Washington's defense just gave up 170 yards to James Starks. So.
Wow. That is the insight, folks, that we love to hear, and you can check it out on rotowire.com 24/7 and find out all the fantasy information that you need. Last question, then I'll let you go, Luke. There are some pretty big point spreads. I mean, you've got Denver, Oakland, you've got Jacksonville, of course, going out to Seattle. If you're on the backside of these double digit, and even the Colts are 10.5 down to the San Francisco, do you look at that? If you're that big of a dog, do you just try to bench players from those teams, or is there still some value?
You can always find value because, you know, those teams that are going to probably get, you know, a little bit of a butt kicking, they're going to throw the ball a lot. So, you know, if that team that you're expecting to lose big, like in Indy, has a good quarterback like Luck, you want to probably play a couple of their receivers. They're decent options. They're not, you know, as strong as they would be against a weak defense, but I think T.Y. Hilton is a good flex this week. You know, Reggie Wayne, you're probably not going to bench if you got him on your team. You're not going to play anyone for Jacksonville other than maybe Cecil Shorts, but with a matchup against Richard Sherman, that's a tough one. You know, in Oakland, outside of Darren McFadden, there's not really a good option there.
One more has snuck in. It's a PPR league. Would you play Eddie Royal over Reggie Wayne or Dwayne Bowe?
Ooh, that is a close one. You know what? The odds are against Royal keeping up the touchdown streak, and though I think he's still going to have a productive game, I'd probably play Dwayne Bowe ahead of the three of those because I think the Chiefs are going to look to him a lot to, you know, keep those chains moving against the Philly team they want to keep off the field.
Luke, thanks for knocking one out of the park and taking an 80-yarder to the house for us today. That's a lot of great information. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Luke Hoover, every Thursday. Folks, thanks so much. I think we got to every single one of them, and we will try to do that every week. Really appreciate it with our fantasy football report brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters. Join them for every NFL and major college football game all season long, just north of the railroad tracks on the bricks. Don't forget the bullpen beer carton opening soon. And let's go to who won last week in the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. All-Star Forever is the code name for our first place winner, $25 gift card. And Keith is the large Fanatics pizza winner. Second place gets that. Every week, you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the fantasy football banner, log in. It's free. The first place and second place prizes every week. Winners are entered into a drawing for a $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends. Again, you can still get in. You can still catch up. There's weekly winners. There's the year-end prize winner. There's a floating salary cap, and you can change it every single week. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and be part of the Doug and Daddy and Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. We'll wrap it up after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You know what? Summer's over, and now it's time to get back on track. Complete Nutrition can help you do it all this fall. Now, when you're the busiest, you need experienced advice and the right products to help you reach your fall fitness goals, no matter what they are. Maybe it's weight loss. Complete Nutrition has customized weight loss solutions to help you drop the pounds. Maybe your goal is to increase your energy level. Come in to get a plan designed just for you by experts in nutrition and exercise. Or maybe you want to add mass and strength. The right products can make all the difference. Can you do it all this fall? You can with a little help from your partners at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Footlong Nation, rejoice. Right now at Subway, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. All your favorites, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, the Subway Club, and even the Italian BMT are just $5 each. With tons of $5 footlongs to choose from, we need an entire month to celebrate. So hurry in to get yours.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Exclude Supreme Subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off when you buy two bags of Scott's Fertilizer 5,000 square feet or larger. So, let's get ahead of the game. Let's prep now for a big payoff later. Let's enjoy a healthier, greener lawn come spring. Let's do this. 25% off two bags of Scott's Fertilizer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 10-6. Scott's Snap products excluded. Cannot be combined with other offers. U.S. only.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a chance to relax and see my boy Mike Bruce last night. I don't know why he's always in a good mood, but I figured it out. I mean, if you're at Bruce Furniture all day long, and if you need a break, you've got all that great new furniture to lay down on, sit in, enjoy it. And, of course, at home, you've got only the best. Serta, Lazy Boy, Ashley, Lane, Von Bassett, England, Tempur-Pedic. You know, it's all right there. So that must be why he's always happy. And you will be, too, if you visit Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They continue to grow to the four locations. Started out with just the one 36 years ago in 1977 when the first Bruce Furniture opened. But their focus has always been about you, the customer, and making you happy. They will take care of you with free setup, free delivery, and easy credit terms. Expert service after the sale as well. Stop in, give them a chance. You can check them out online as well at brucefurniture.com. Bruce Furniture and floor covering just right for you. Four locations, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and our friends out in Alliance. Man, oh man, oh man, what a show it was today. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but we'll run it down real quick here. Chiefs and Eagles tonight here on ESPN Radio. Again, thanks to all the folks that have been commenting, whichever side of the story you're on here, with Nebraska and Tapegate and Coach Bo Pelini. That's really cool. We do have high school football starting tonight. Grand Island will be at Norfolk. Volleyball, we will be at Wilcox-Hildreth with Elm Creek and Overton for a triangular beginning at 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. Other volleyball in the area tonight, Centura is at Kearney Catholic. Holdridge is at Hastings. Adams Central's at Donovan Trumbull. Hastings St. Cecilia is at Aquinas. And Adams Central is at Donovan Trumbull. trouble tonight. Gothenburg's at Grand Island Central Catholic. Also, soccer, UNK is at Southwest Baptist. They are having their Loper Lunch right now going on at the Kearney Country Club. And congratulations to those clowns out at the Kearney Country Club. A good group of guys went over and won the Nebraska Interclub Championship yesterday. This is a season-long event. The Final Four, Kearney Country Club, the Players Club, Beatrice, and I believe it was Norfolk, were at Wild Horse yesterday. Kearney beat Beatrice in the semifinals and edged the Players Club 13-11 in the championship. So they are your state champions for 2013. Ken, we'll get to your email tomorrow, buddy. He's, you know what? Not that crazy. I like this one, Ken. He's saying that basically you can't be hiring coaches all the time. But, Ken, we're going to get to your email tomorrow and a lot more. We want to thank our guests, Luke Hoover of RotoWire, also to Nick Svela going into the UNK Hall of Fame, John Stiglmeyer, South Dakota State head coach, South Dakota State defensive back coach, and UNK alum Jay Christensen will join us tomorrow. Pigskin Pick'em, Jimmy Langan's in. Our predictions and more. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.